We do. Yeah, it's too sensitive. I think both and to so once we get past, it will be good. But we have it, and we're ready to roll it out. Yeah, our recorder was just cautious, as she needs to be.
Our microphone.
Is anyone in the room who has Zoom on? No.
Not me.
Great.
Because she trains someone else.
Just got really cute baby goats, too.
It's ready for you. It's ready. Okay, here we go. All right. It is 3:10. We are calling to order the Ogden Valley City Council, special City Council meeting that was noticed and called for. We are here in the Huntsville Town Hall Council Chambers, which is our anchor location. We are also available for participation online via Zoom. So people that are online are welcome to participate as well. We're going to go ahead, or I guess I'll start with a roll call vote, a roll call here. We've got present and accounted for. I'm going to start on this side of the table so that he has a chance to go back. We've got Council Member Dooling Baker, Council Member Hoagland, Council Member Shaw, Council Member Booth, and Council Member Hickman. I am Mayor Wampler, and also in attendance, we have our trusty staff of our recorder and our IT director. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we'll take a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, we will start our special council meeting, as we do with all of our council meetings, which is to hear from our public. Public comment is offered. It is at the discretion of the mayor. We ask that all the comments be pertinent to something that the city council has control over. So issues of the city itself. Try to keep it around 2 minutes. I can extend it a little bit, but let's not abuse that so that we can hear from everybody that wants to speak. And then, yes, I typically these days am removing the request of not having it address anything on the agenda. I will go ahead and do that again today. So if your comment is about anything about the, that has to do with the city, it can be anything about the released, planning commission documents. It can be regarding anything within the city. It can be about things that are on today's agenda as well. We are happy to hear it. So we'll start with people in the audience, and then we'll move to people online. If you have a public comment that you'd like to bring forth, please come forward. I don't know if there's tape still, but basically stand around the
Yes,
space
it's still there.
of the front room where the tape is, and then start with your name and address for the record. Anyone in the room that would like to inform us or do anything, say anything to us. All All right. Nobody in the room seems to want to speak with us in that matter. Anybody online? Raise your hand and Kathy will unmute you and you can come forward and speak. Okay. Nobody raising their hand?
Nope.
Okay. Before I move on, I just want to reiterate that as we are moving forward with our planning commission having recommendations for adoptions that are going to come towards the city council, the only time for public hearing that is mandated by law is with the planning commission. That doesn't mean that we can't or won't have one at our level, but in the meantime, public comment is available at every single one of our city council meetings, as well as, excuse me, our addresses, our email addresses, please do not come to our physical homes. Our email addresses and our phone numbers are available. People are welcome to reach out to your city council members or the mayor to provide your public comment. I do suggest either email or in person at the meetings only because then it's recorded into the minutes. If you call us on the phone, there's no way to record that for posterity. So those, but you've got all the options of how you might want to comment on any of that information as it comes forward. So with nobody coming forward today, we will go ahead and move on from the public comment section and move to the consent agenda. For today's meeting, we have on consent the approval of the minutes from March 2nd, as well as the approval of invoices. There were some from JUB and then Cassell's. I will entertain a motion for the consent agenda to adopt or deny the consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items 3A and B.
Is there a second?
A second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Hickman and a second by Councilmember Shaw. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the consent agenda has been approved unanimously for adoption. Next on the agenda is the ratification of posting the notice of intent to prepare impact fees facility plans and impact fee analysis for trails, transportation, and storm drainage systems. Is our attorney online, by the way? I know our IT director just stepped out. Corbin, are you on?
Corbin, Corbin's not, I don't see Corbin standing for this.
Okay, so just for the heads up and everyone in the city council that received all of the documents pertaining to this meeting, throughout the adoption process of IFFPs and IFAs and impact fees, there will be multiple notice of intents that go out. Some of them require special noticing in 10 days. I mean, that's, some of them do not. This is a case where we need simply to post that we are intending to start this whole process off, which is something that we've already done. It did get posted. We do, I don't know if we need to ratify it, but we decided to go ahead and settle the process.
Yeah, this is a conversation, Apple and I. We posted this notice of intent to say, as a city, we are going to intend to start this work. And while not legally required, we thought it was a really prudent and good practice to advise you, but also ratify that instead saying, yeah, that was our intent as a group. So that is why this was put on the agenda. Not legally necessary, but good for communications.
Yeah, and just doing the right thing. So everyone in the city council had received the document. Is there any discussion or anything about this document? Otherwise, I will call for a motion.
I saw it on the website, so also submitted.
If there is no discussion, I'll go ahead and call for a motion regarding ratification of the posting of NOI.
I move to ratify the posting of the notice of intent.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion to proceed with the ratification and a second. Motion made by Councilmember Hoagland, second by Councilmember Hickman. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ratification passes unanimously. Thank you very much. We will move forward with the approval of an agreement between the Utah State Tax Commission and our municipality as we have imposed the MET tax, the municipal energy tax. Since you're helping draft this, do you want to go ahead and speak since our chair isn't here?
With regard to the energy tax, there were a number of subsequent administrative details that we've been engaged with the tax commission on. The last one is basically an agreement that allows them to administer, collect, and make sure there's no double counting, make sure it is done properly. And this requires a really short, small agreement for mayor to sign. Again, it would be within her authority to sign it, being as a step necessary to carry out that tax. However, again, this was one of those things I thought it would be good to put it on the agenda and let us vote to accept the contract and enable mayor to sign with our full support.
Any discussion on this point? All right, then I will call for a motion with regard to approving an agreement between the Tax Commission and Ogden Valley City with regard to the municipal energy.
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement between the Utah State Tax Commission and Ogden Valley City in regards to the municipal energy sales tax and use tax.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Councilmember Booth and a second by Councilmember Shaw. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, thank you. The approval for the agreement between the sales tax and Ogden Valley City has passed unanimously.
When do those funds come?
Officially, they start being able to impose them on July 1st. However, there may be a lot of time in distributing them to us.
September is what Jeanette told us back in January. 3 month lag.
All right. Item number 6 is for a closed meeting, which is there as needed for the purposes allowed under Utah Law 52-4-25. If a council member wishes to enter into a closed meeting, we will need a motion stating the permitted purpose. Would a council member like to request or make a motion for a closed meeting?
I'll make a motion so that we can discuss two items, both of which are covered by statute. One is litigation matters. The second one is performance matters.
All right. Is there a second? Or I don't think I need a second. Actually, usually my counsel with an S is on the call. All right. We will enter into a closed meeting as it has been requested, and the topics are allowed under Utah 52-4-25. What happens now for those of us that are in the room, in the audience, we actually have to clear the room of all audience members. A closed session is not open to the public. It does get recorded for future posterity, as well as uses for litigation, things like that. So we will maintain the Zoom, the Zoom link that we're currently on for the duration of the closed session, but it'll be turned off from video and audio as we enter into a recorded closed session. So thank you very much. There's nothing else on the agenda. We specifically put these closed sessions at the very, very end so that when we need to excuse you from the room, you're fully aware that nothing else will be discussed. We'll come back to adjourn. Does that make sense?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much. If you needed to get with any of us after the meeting, leave us your name or number and we'll call you. So you'll stay because they wanted to talk to us. And during this, we've got to continue on with another.
You say hello.
Thank you. Your name?
Kim James.
Kim, hi. Oh, okay. Got it.
Candidate for House.
Fantastic. If you write me an email for the menu, then I will put together something for you. Thank you.
Good to meet you, Kim James.
did you say? Bill in a closed session? 5:23, we are adjourned.